This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 801, Three Ways to Sound Like a Local in New York City. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, learn the phrases you should use to talk about New York so that you sound like an insider. Plus, find out how to hear from real New Yorkers in our course. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Jessica, how you feeling out on the West Coast today?
Yeah, pretty good. We just got back from a camping trip, discovered like a whole other little lake, literally in the middle of nowhere. So it was awesome. Oh, yeah. What about you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm so busy. We've been preparing for our English adventure coming up this weekend.
Yes,
we are recording this now just the day before our students are going to arrive in Boston and we have our happy hour tonight. So excited for this. So excited.
It's going to be amazing. Lindsay has been working so hard on this, you guys. We've developed some of the most awesome, fun challenges. Like, it's just this experience. I've never heard of an experience like this.
It's going to be so cool. It's going to be so cool. And guys, if you weren't able to join us this time, don't worry because we will be running it again soon. So go over to allearsenglish.com/Boston, enter your name on that list, and you'll be the first to hear when we do open the gates again and we open the applications. Okay.
And maybe one day it'll be in Portland. Like
exactly.
We have big plans, you guys.
Big ideas. Very cool. And one day it'll also be in New York.
Yes.
Yeah.
The big city. Should I call it the Big Apple? Do people say that anymore?
You know what? That sounds a little touristy. I mean, you can call it the Big Apple in a joking way, but I mean, New Yorkers don't call it the Big Apple. If you want to sound like a local, and I think that's what today's episode is about, right? We've got three tips for our listeners today, guys, about how to be more of a local in the way you talk and where you go when you go to New York City.
So, I mean, we're thinking of this because we have a whole module about New York in our course. Like, you could really experience how, like, the diversity of New York City, the sort of the different pace, the different vibe, the vibrancy of what it is to live there.
It's so funny because I was back there this weekend. You know, I lived there for 3 years back in my 20s, and I went back this weekend to visit some family friends. And, you know, when I first got there, I was thinking, oh, New York is such a hustle. I remember everything. It's the smells. It's everything is so intense. It just attacks you. But then by the end of the weekend, I was back in the groove, and something about that intensity also gets under your skin, but in a good way. You know, it energizes you. And, you know, the night and people out on the street and people break dancing in the street and just performers and creative people. In a way, it's very offensive because it's so visceral, it's so smelly, it's so loud, but in a way, it's so inspiring.
Well, the amount of like input and stimulus is just off the charts. I think that's why it sort of stresses people out sometimes. But like you said, if you live there, you could create a certain bubble. Like you could block some things out if you need to. You could like focus on other things. I think in the course we talk about like what a New York moment is. And I remember visiting my mom because she lived in Queens for a while. And like I took the train into Manhattan by myself and I was like walking around and I saw some breakdancers on some cardboard, you know, and I was like, this is New York. Like, I feel like I'm in a movie right now.
Yeah, there, it's unmistakable, right? I mean, there is no other city that feels quite like New York. That's so true.
So, guys, the first lesson here is don't call it the Big Apple. That's cheesy. That's old. Nobody says that anymore. But also, don't try and be cool and be like, NYC, baby. Like, don't say NYC. Because that also, like, New Yorkers don't say that.
Yeah, I feel like that's something that teenagers from the suburbs would say, especially suburbs that live far away from New York would say about going to New York. I was in NYC last weekend. You know, that's a very teenage, like, kind of cheesy thing to say.
Exactly. Like the cheese factor, right? Like in some like young, like coming of age movie, and you see this teenager in the Midwest and she's like, one day I'm gonna be a singer in the Big Apple. Like, like people don't talk like that. Okay, so don't say NYC. What should they say then? I'm going to what?
I mean, you're going to New York. It's, you know, it's, it's again, it's unmistakable. And, you know, more specifically, if people are living there or staying there longer, you might point to where in the city you're going to be staying or living or your address. You know, people will say the intersections of the streets. For example, I lived at 88th and Lexington. When someone asked you where you lived, you could say that. You could say the intersection of the streets, right? The area.
That's sort of what I've gathered as well. Like the street names, the addresses are very specific to what kind of neighborhood. Like it, if someone knows New York City and you mention an intersection, they'll be like, oh, like I know all about you now. Like they sort of
can tell
a lot about you. So like a like location's so important. It's it's compact. And I think that's why it's even more important, right? Because there's such big differences. So
exactly.
Like what's the difference between uptown and midtown and downtown? Like what do those three things mean?
Well, yeah. So generally uptown is anything, you know, above, I would say the park, right? Where the park starts. So around 59th Street, that's sort of midtown, but moving into like the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and further up too. And then midtown would be, you know, the 60s, the 50s, the 40s, maybe the 30s. And then downtown is below that.
So what? So like the business district or the shopping district is downtown? Yeah. Like how would you characterize those three places?
Oh, it's so different, right? So I think midtown is definitely businessy, right? So it's hard to find breakfast in midtown in the morning on a Sunday because it's a business. Yeah. It caters to the business world, the 9-to-5 world. Downtown is a lot of things, but it used to be artsy and now it's more shopping, right? I think a lot of the artists back in the 90s, they moved out to Brooklyn. I mean, you can still find art galleries in Chelsea or art galleries downtown in Soho, but I think a lot of that stuff has moved out, actually, unfortunately. Today you're hearing about one part of our course where we take you straight to New York City by video lesson to have interesting chats about what it's like to live there and follow your dreams in New York. You can start with a free lesson. First, the 7 simple secrets to connection in English. Get it right now at allearsenglish.com/secrets.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So this is like, it is dynamic, right? Like these areas are changing. There are certain areas that will never change. There are certain, like, this is the Hasidic Jewish neighborhood, or this is like Little Italy, or like there's certain places that I think are always going to be those neighborhoods. But as far as like the boroughs go, right? I mean, I am on the West Coast, but I know that there are five boroughs in New York City. But where I live, Portland, like we're always compared to Brooklyn. I feel like we have a lot in common with Brooklyn.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I mean, I think the one mistake that a lot of people, as you're not making that mistake, Jessica, you know, but again, a lot of people think that only Manhattan is New York City, but that's a big rookie mistake, right? So the boroughs of that make up New York City are Queens, Brooklyn. Do you know what the other ones are, Jessica?
The Bronx.
The Bronx,
and Harlem.
Yeah, so Harlem is actually in Manhattan. So that's you got it. Okay. I mean, you got Manhattan, and then there's one more.
Yonkers. What's Yonkers? I've heard that in like movies.
Yeah, so Yonkers is north, right? It's further north. So that's not even part of New York City, as far as I know. It's Staten Island. Everyone always forgets Staten Island. That's okay. Not much happens there. Honestly.
sorry, listeners from Staten Island. My main knowledge is just like from the movies I've seen set there. So I can understand why some people would think Manhattan is the city, you know, because that's mostly what we see. But my mom lived in Queens. She did like an internship there. She worked at a hospital in Jamaica, New York, and like rented an attic apartment in Queens. Wow. So like I have a little experience with just a few places.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true that, that Manhattan is what we see in all the movies. But if we go to New York City and we only stay in Manhattan, we're missing so much. For example, you mentioned Queens, right? I mean, I heard somewhere, I have to double check this fact, but I believe it. I mean, I heard that the 7 train is one of the most diverse lines in the world because it covers these incredibly, Queens is such a diverse borough. You would find every culture there. And just riding the 7 train, you feel like you're traveling around the world. It's awesome.
I believe that. I mean, so in my mom's neighborhood in Queens, there were all these stories about like the mobsters that lived in her neighborhood, and like somebody connected to like John Gotti or something was a street down. And there were all these like, so it was this really sort of like Italian, you know, old worldy type vibe. And then like two blocks like away from that was like, it was a lot of like Russian nail salons. Lawns for some reason. And like, so I mean, street to street, you're going to experience so many different cultures, just like walk for 10 minutes.
Yeah. So I think Queens, I mean, every part of New York is like that, but I think Queens is especially like that. It's just, it's unbelievable. And so that's one of the coolest things about going to New York. It's not just shopping on Fifth Avenue and Macy's, you know what I mean? It's experiencing those cultures because I don't know. I mean, it's a special place.
Oh, for sure. And I think, you know, I'd never visited the Statue of Liberty. There was a whole bunch of touristy stuff I just wasn't interested in. Yeah. I just like took the train and wasn't even sure where I was going. And I would just get off sometimes and like go eat some food and, you know, try and like talk to people. I had a couple college friends that were there. So I got to visit their awesome loft apartment, and they were both like, you know, in off-Broadway shows. And
cool.
I mean, there's so much life there to experience that I would really like challenge you to not even do the touristy stuff.
Yeah, well, it's funny, like I went back there last weekend and I was there with people from California, and I was actually excited to do the touristy stuff because I hadn't done much of it when I lived there. So it depends on your perspective. We went to Coney Island, we rode the Cyclone, and we did like custard ice cream and like hot dogs and beer and all the like iconic stuff that you might not do when you live there because, you know, you're in a different groove. So it depends on your perspective. But yeah, do what you don't normally do. Do what's the opposite of what you would expect to be doing.
Yeah, totally. I love it. And like, go see a show, get half price tickets. Like, right? Just these experiences that you can't get anywhere else but New York. Exactly. And I love how, like, New Yorkers are just going to say New York. It's like they've claimed that name. It's not the state. Like, right. New York is the state, but yeah. That's, right? It's like how Americans say we're Americans when really we're on a whole continent. Canadians are Americans. Mexicans are Americans. We're all North Americans. I feel like New Yorkers do that too, right? We live in New York. Like, you don't have to say city, you know?
Yeah, I think that, like, points to the mentality of a lot of New Yorkers. I mean, they believe it, whether it's true or not, they believe that they live in the center of the world. I mean, that's often their mentality. And I don't totally agree with that. I think you need to travel. You need to get out, you know? But it sometimes can feel like you live in the center of the energy and the action. It's pretty cool.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's that feeling that motivates people to, like, reach such levels of productivity and motivation and drive because they're like, I'm in the best place in the world. Yeah. You know, I can't do this anywhere else. So I think that mentality may come off as arrogant to some people, perhaps, but I think it has more positives, right? As far as, like, motivation. And I love that just sort of bravado of, like, a New Yorker who's grown up there. His or her whole life. And there's, like, this natural confidence and grit that I admire. Like, I've always wished I could, like, approach the world that way, you know? It's awesome.
It's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. So, guys, and also, if you want to talk to New Yorkers, we do recommend trying to talk to New Yorkers. It's not always easy when you're there, but that's why we created our course, right, Jessica? I mean, we've done the work for you. We've gone to New York and we've interviewed New Yorkers. So in our course, the New York module features 7 or 8 really interesting New Yorkers, actors, performers,
artists.
Let's see, artists, gallery owners that you can talk to through these videos, right? You're going to meet them. You're going to practice listening to what they're saying in our course. So,
and you see, like, you experience the contrast between people that have grown up there, people that moved there to follow dreams, immigrants, locals. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, there's a wide variety of New Yorkers that you will meet.
You got it. Exactly. So now that you've gotten a little bit of insider knowledge, just a little hint, you guys should know that there's a lot more in our course. And the way to get started, you actually get your first lesson for free. It's the 7 Simple Secrets to Connection in English. You can get it by going right now to allearsenglish.com/secrets. Opt in for that, watch your video, and then we'll show you how to get into the course and you'll get to meet these New Yorkers.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, so good, so good. All right, thanks for talking about New York. I feel motivated now to go back.
I know, right? I need to just go. I need to take James there. I'll wait till he's older.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's intense, but definitely take him there as soon as you can, I would say. Yeah, definitely.
All right, Lindsay, well, have fun on the adventure weekend.
Yeah, thank you. So excited. It's starting in 24 hours. We're going to meet our listeners. So very much looking forward to that. And remember, guys, if you want to get into the next one, go to allearsenglish.com/Boston.
There you go. And we'll see you there. It's awesome.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Lizzie.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.